It's the Introverted Girl Show. Introverted Girl Show. Introverted Girl Show.
This is so ratchet. Hey, everybody. I'm so glad that you're back. I just wanted to stop by and first say that, you know, a couple things I have on my mind. First of all, I'm going to have my very first special guest on today, and I am so excited and honored, and I just really appreciate this person so much for doing this with me and, you know, just taking time out of his day to talk with me, and I know you're going to love this so much. I also wanted to just let you guys know that this is going to be a two-part interview. So once this one is done, just go to the next episode. All right. I hope you guys enjoy. All right. Hey, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Introverted Girl Show. I have some exciting news. I have a special guest here. Actually, my first special guest on the show. And I'm so honored to have him on the show, you guys. And without further ado, I want to introduce you to KJ. Woo! Thank you so much for doing this. Just introduce yourself to the people listening. Tell them your name, what you would like to be called, about any projects you're working on, and anything you want to promote. So I'm just giving you the space to do that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, firstly, thank you for having me. I know when we first had the show and it first had released, I definitely was interested in getting involved. So it's definitely an honor to be one of the first, or the first, actually. But no pressure, though. No pressure. So my name is Joseph K. My nickname is KJ. I'm a local videographer out of Cleveland, Ohio. I shoot weddings, short films. I love to write. So yeah, I'm really big into giving back to my community. I grew up outside of the Cleveland area, so definitely giving back to my two hometowns is something that I'm super passionate about. Shout out to the 740. But yeah, other than that, yeah, just learning, just growing. That's how it is.
Okay, so you guys, we're going to be talking about our experiences, unpacking, you know, our experiences with our faith and spirituality. I'm going to be connecting spirituality with being an introvert or extrovert. So we're both going to be just vibing on that. So disclaimer, if you, you know, are not spiritual, we're going to be talking a lot about that, and you can actually learn something from it. So just keep listening. And so our first question, I'm just going to break the ice a little bit so we can get comfortable. Nothing too serious. So got to tell me, oh, he got the Bible out. Oof. You know, hear that, ladies? He got the Bible out.
Get a man that loves you, but loves God more. That's what it is.
I'm telling you right now, ladies, better get at it. So do you consider yourself more introverted or extroverted? I know we talked a little bit about it, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I would say growing up, I was incredibly extroverted. I'm a very serious morning person. Used to be. And then COVID kind of struck. And low key, it made everyone kind of introverted. So I think I've definitely kind of unleashed a little bit of my introverted side. Obviously there are levels to introverts. I know because I've listened to your episodes, so I know there's levels to it. So I'm definitely not trying to, you know, make it seem like I know what I'm talking about. But for sure, I think that in terms of introversion versus extroverted, I'd say I'm pretty ambiverted actually. I'm like half extroverted, half introverted. I think that's the right word, right?
Ambiverted. Yeah. So you're like a extroverted introvert.
Exactly. Yeah. But like, we get a little bit more amped with the extroverted side. Uh-huh. So I'd say extroverted kind of takes that lead, but you know, we holding hands with introvert, and we kind of like, we take a stroll. You
know? And by hand. Sure. Like, I totally feel that because I'm actually like a introverted extrovert. I always say that because like, I mean, I'm able to do this right now, like, and not feel like a type of way about it. Whereas other introverts, they'd be like, I'm never doing this ever in my life, which is totally okay for them. So it's such a spectrum that introversion, extroversion is on. And a lot of people need to realize that as well. It's like, it's okay with being one or both, you know? So let's see what we got here. Okay, let's dive right into spirituality now. So tell the people what your faith is.
Right. let me open the good word. My denomination is non-denominational. I do serve at a church currently as a videographer. I believe that my faith has definitely taken time to kind of develop without going super deep into my testimony. I think at a young age, you definitely learn who God is. But until you get older and you really develop that walk with him, it's kind of like you're walking in your parents or whoever's faith you're kind of learning from. You're not walking in that faith until you really truly experience God for yourself. So I think for me, when it comes to kind of answering your question and tell you about my faith, I think my faith is my own in the terms of my relationship with God, but in terms of like the type of church I attend, it will be non-denominational.
And just for the people that have no idea about spirituality or faith, like, can you explain like what denomination means? Just a little bit, just like, what does that mean? Just like an example, like, you don't even have to do a definition.
Okay, so for an example, there's different types of denominations. You have Catholic, you have Baptist, you have Southern Baptist, depending on where you're from, you have non-denominational. Mm-hmm. Each faith recognizes God in overall and in his superiority. They recognize him as a whole, but the way that sometimes churches do things, like for example, like a Catholic church might be just a little bit more formal and structured in the way that they do things. There's like a way that they go about their steps versus a different church might go a little bit more of a non-traditional route. So, I mean, what a dangerous way to say that. I would say there's not really, I'm going to corner myself.
No, I totally get that because that's interesting the way that you went in that direction. Cause like, when I think about denomination, I'm just thinking about like the sector of Christianity it is. And like some of us in different denominations, we're like more religious or some of them may be more spiritual.
Right. Like some are more structured, some are more spiritual, some are traditional, some are non-traditional.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, like God is the center of who they are. But just the way that they do things in terms of worshiping him is just different.
Exactly. I think you pretty much painted the picture of that. Perfect. Okay. You're good. Okay. We're just flowing. We're just vibing. You know.
Okay.
We want your real answers.
You're gonna get them. You're gonna get them.
I'm not trying
to offend anyone here today.
Oh no, this is a safe space, like for just understanding every perspective. You know. But moving on, before we get in trouble. So, do you think being more introverted or extroverted affected you, because you say you're both, right? But like when you were growing up, you were more extroverted. So did you think that benefited you in the church like situation or like setting?
Personally, I think for myself being more extroverted in the church definitely exposed me to more ways to serve. For me, the church that I grew up in was a church founded by my grandfather, and my aunt was the choir director. And my mom was a teacher in the school. I mean, not in school, in the church. Both of my aunts were. So like my church is kind of like the foundation of, well, not the foundation, but they were definitely like a very strong presence in the church when it first was coming up. So for me, being super extroverted and just like growing up in that atmosphere, it definitely exposed me to be able to unlock different things I didn't even know I had in myself, whether that is leadership. Whether that's certain times humility, whether it was, you know, when you're more extroverted, you tend to talk before you think. So you tend to like you tend to just get in trouble more. And so at least that's my case. I'm not speaking for all extroverts. I'm not for that. But for all means, I definitely got in a lot of trouble probably because I was so extroverted. So, but in terms of the church, yeah, just being able to serve in that way and being able to be open. But also I think sometimes when you are an introvert and sometimes, as you said, there are layers to it. When you're more quiet, you also have there's also a lot of ways that you can observe. I think sometimes when you're so extroverted, you don't take time to think, to sit, to listen. And I think that's something that sometimes some introverts have on extroverts is like, some of the wisest people I know are actually introverts. They're just very quiet. They're very low key. They're observant. And it's like, I'm so go, 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 go that when I talk to my friends who are introverts, they're like, bro, you didn't see that? What are you talking about? But they've been paying attention the entire time. So I think that there's a grace to being an introvert and there's a beauty to being an extrovert. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes it's just being able to learn how to find that balance of being able to communicate that. I think all of us have introvert and extrovert inside of us. So I think it's just really just kind of finding that balance and that peace.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That was an amazing answer. Oh my God. And I feel like for me, if I were to answer that question, I feel like I was still in between both growing up. So I think I was more introverted when I was younger because I was like very shy, quiet girl. And I feel like it's crazy because I feel like because I was introverted, I didn't do the things I wanted to. When I was a child, like I had opportunities to be like in plays or, you know, get a lead in the choir. And I just look back and I'm like, girl, you could have did that lead in the choir and like what would have happened, you know, after that, you never know. So I do regret not being as extroverted, but like, as you said, I was very much more observant of, the people around me. And I wasn't like led in a certain way by people in my church because as we talked about one-on-one, like I do have like a church hurt. I think like everybody that is Christian has at least one time they're like, they've been hurt by the church, you know? So in a sense, like, I feel like there's a balance, like you said, whether you're extroverted or not, like it just depends on how you look at it, really. But yeah. So the next question, now that we're talking about, well, we already talked about this, but share with the people, like in our generation, do you think we're headed in the right direction as far as spirituality?
Leave
it there.
Wow. What a question. I know I had answered that question for you a couple of days ago and I had to like really think about it myself. And I was kind of like, if I had to like think about that question, how I answered it, to give that answer again, how would I kind of say that? I think in terms of spirituality in our generation, I don't think we're going in a positive direction. I think there's definitely a loss of identity a little bit. And definitely, I think there's a little bit of loss of purpose. I think sometimes when you like really take a step back and you look from a bird's eye view and you take a look at like really what our generation is currently doing, the things that we value versus the things that we don't value, the things that we say we want to achieve versus things that we actually achieve. I think sometimes it's, I don't know. I would kind of say we've definitely kind of taken a step back. And I think that we, as a younger generation, don't always like look into authority. And I think in the church, especially, God is seen as that power. God is seen as that authority. And sometimes that isn't always translated the best way to younger people to be like learning how to know who God is in a way that's not like a, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a, like a dictator.
Like like an overpowering force, like judgmental force.
Exactly. Yeah. It's more of just like a, it's more of a union, if you will. It's more of a relationship, but at the same time, it's supposed to be seen as like a father and a child versus a dictator and someone who's working, you know what I'm saying? So I think sometimes it's just a little bit of misunderstanding, but I think that there is beauty and there is grace in that, in the terms of understanding the relationship between God the Father and his creation.
Absolutely. Like I was saying when we were talking earlier, I just feel like our generation has gotten the bad end of the stick as far as the church is concerned, because they think that, like you said, God is this overpowering force that's like judgmental, because that's what their church kind of preached to them. Like, if you're not a certain way, if you're not acting in a way like perfection, then you are not worthy of God's love. And that's not the case in actuality. So it's really sad where this generation is going, but it's like, I'm not surprised because of how everything has been set up. And like we were saying, like, God really tried to warn us that it was going to be this way anyways.
Numerous times in the Bible. And I also think that sometimes when it comes to the church, especially now, it's working in a church, it's very difficult sometimes to know how to reach out to current generations. I think now, especially with technology, it gets a lot harder to make sure your ways are innovative and you're also making sure it's a message that is something that someone would want to listen to. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes that also is a struggle sometimes. I mean, not just for the church, just in general. It's just like trying to communicate anything to a younger generation is sometimes very difficult. Like, most times in our life, we don't want to listen to our parents to what they say, because we have to truly experience it. And I think sometimes there has to be like a willingness to be, there has to be a willingness to want to experience that. So I think when there is a moment where like the guard comes down and someone truly lets God in and there's that curiosity, I would encourage anyone who's listening just to tell you that God is going to do amazing things in your life. God is continuing to do things in your life. It's just, I would just encourage you just to look for it. Cause I guarantee you he's moving. You just don't see it yet.
Yes. You better tell them to get some God.
No, come on.
Because like, I just want to harp on the fact that it took me some time to get to a place where I'm at right now, where my relationship with God is like at an all-time high. And it's crazy because I started in the church like every single day. Like, I was in the church because my dad was a drummer for like every choir. So I would have to come to his rehearsals like every single day of the week. And then on Sunday, the actual performances and going to church. So, but back then, I didn't really feel like a sense that I had a relationship with God. Like, it was just like a religious practice. Like, I'm used to this habit. But then when I got out into the world, I experienced college, which college tries to snatch away every religious aspect of you, try to rip away God from you, really. And going through that and just realizing how strong my relationship with God is like so powerful. It like even makes me emotional, because like, you just experience God at all time level when you strip him away from what man has tried to make him into being and just really focus on your relationship with God. Like, and that's it. And not try to be perfect, just your relationship with God. So.
No, of course. Yeah, I mean, that's even a part of my testimony, is like, I felt like I was definitely walking in my parents' faith, and something definitely had to snap in my mind to be like, hey, you need to develop your own relationship with God. And then, as you said, you went to college. And for me personally, I stepped away from God in college. Like, I wouldn't say like I like stepped away from God in the terms of like, I like removed myself from the faith, but like, mm-hmm. I had gone to church so much, it was so routine that like, eventually it was like, oh, ooh, wee, like I'm burnt out. Like,
yeah,
I need a break. And there was a moment in my apartment where I was just like really just kind of chilling, and God like came into my heart. He low-key broke me, and I like really just like surrendered myself. And I was kind of like, God, like, I'm sorry. Like, I made a mistake. This is not who I want to be in you. And allow me to be able to walk in my purpose even more to the fullest of my ability. I hope that sentence made sense. But
oh yeah.
But ultimately, I would encourage from my men that are listening, for my dudes, don't be afraid to, firstly, don't be afraid to show your faith. The second thing I would encourage you is, I know the world kind of tells you right now that we can't be emotional, that we can't show fear, that we can't show anxiety, that we can't show our tears. But if you're going to cry for anybody, cry for your father. I'm serious. Cry for God. I promise you, he'll deliver you from those places. I realize that there's so many men, especially men my age, that they just are very, we have that kind of like that aura, that anxiety that we can't show that emotion. But if you're going to show emotion for anybody, God the Father is the one to do it. So, hey, won't he do it? He'll do it.
Yes, absolutely. Because that's the only being that just makes me like emotional in a deep core level. And that's when I knew like God was real, because like it's something that you can't even describe, you know? And it's crazy you said like in college you kind of stepped away. I feel like I did too, in a sense, because like I was in church like every day too. But it's like I came to a point where I was like, even though I'm not in the church every day, I feel closer to God. And that's crazy to think about. It's like you think when you're in a church so much, you're so close to God, you're like, you know, but at the same time, those experiences just made me like go like, oh my God, like you're so real to me. And it's like I can't even describe it, really.
No, that's beautiful. That's deep. Listen, everyone in the church, this just goes to show you that everyone in the church isn't always saved. You have to be careful who you trust, because you have to remember the devil was once an angel. You definitely have to be careful when you go into church. Everyone you see isn't always going to be on that straight and narrow. So it's up to you. And so if you were developing a relationship with God and you feel stronger, hey, power to you, sis. Do your thing. Because look, hey, come on now.
Come on, Leah.
Do your thing.
Like, I definitely feel closer like outside of the church. And it's like, it still feels bad to say, but it's like, I am the most closest to God, because like I only have myself to remind myself like of our relationship. It's not like constantly reminded to me like by the church if I go every week. So I have to consciously like discipline myself to make time for God, you know, in my everyday life. So yeah, but let's get to the next question. Let's get towards the introvert and extrovert side of things. Does your faith make you weary of who you surround yourself with, or does it make others avoid you, like in our generation? So we can just take it one step at a time.
So the first part of that question was,
yes, does your faith
make me weary of who I hang out with?
Yes. Like, are you particular?
I mean, I think faith aside, I think that's just life. I think naturally, as human beings, we're very selective with who we decide to keep in our circles. Mm-hmm. I think when you bring faith into it, faith is definitely, when you look at scripture and you look at the way that Christ lived and you hear how we every day are supposed to be embodying who God is, I think if anything, that almost kind of like, it's almost like taking just for film's sake, it's like taking a lens and zooming it into the farthest part you could. It's like, it's just when now you're further examining what it is that your friends are, who your friends are, and look at who your friends are. And I'm not saying that you don't do that regardless of whether you have faith or not. I'm just saying like when you're walking in the faith, as you know, there are principles that we abide, that you abide by, that God has called us to abide by. So I think for me, yeah, it definitely makes me aware of who I hang out with. The testimony that I have for myself when I'm out, who I'm with, what, like that's very important. Especially for me working at a church, I definitely have to be, very cautious of, I'm not only representing myself, I'm representing what that church stands for and who they stand for and their, I guess in their walk with God. So I definitely have to be careful with that.
Yeah. Sure. And wait, so tell the people what church you're at so they can know. And
Oh, sorry. I should have started with that. So I work currently at New Community Bible Fellowship. It's in Cleveland Heights off of Washington Boulevard.
I think I remember that. By
Pastor Kevin James. I definitely just want to make something clear as we continue this podcast. The church is such an amazing place. There's a lot of people, as Aaliyah said, that definitely have been hurt by the church. And I think people have to realize that people that work in the church are still human. Yes, we're like working our way and growing our relationship with God, but I don't want anyone to misinterpret what I'm trying to say and saying that like I'm against church or I'm against this, because that's not my case.
Right.
All I'm saying is that the church is an amazing place, and I have found a church truly that has an amazing relationship with God. They love their community. I literally was at a funeral today for one of my family members, and numerous people from my church showed up, and like they were people I didn't even expect to show up. Like, not even like the, you know, like some churches have committees that go out, but these are people who work with me personally, who know me, who I didn't really even specify that I was going to a funeral, and they showed up for me. So the church definitely knows how to show love. So I would just encourage you, like, to find a church, to find a group of believers. And if you're nervous about church, then just find a group of believers that you can just study the word with, talk to, learn with. I mean, that's what me and Aaliyah do. I definitely try to make sure that, you know, she's staying up on the word. I'll send her verses and stuff like that. But just find friends that you can vibe with, because that's what God really calls us to do, is to surround ourselves with like-minded believers.
Yes. And I also want to tell you guys, like, I'm not against church either. Like, I knew it really did sound like I was. But no, like, not at all. Like, everybody has their journey with God that is different. Find, like he said, a good church. Because, I mean, you want to be with somebody or with a group of people that believe the same way that you do and all of that. So I definitely want to put that out there as a disclaimer. Like, I'm not against church. That's why I was like, let me segue over to your church.
You gotta clarify. Sometimes people will be like, oh, they're against church. No, I love my church.
Right.
I love my God. I love what I do. But I really just want to let people know that straight up. And hey, maybe if you come to my church though, Aaliyah.
Right, he has been recruiting me to his church.
We can definitely do another podcast straight up.
We go see.
Hey, yo, for the people who are listening on Spotify, give this some likes, give this some love. Make sure you guys really listen to this so Aaliyah brings me back so we can talk.
Yes, hey, please do. But no, that's why I definitely had to get you to say your church, because people need to know where the good churches are around Cleveland, especially. But on the other hand of that question, do you sense that when you are so, like, you're professing your faith so publicly, do you feel like people avoid you a little bit in our generation, or what do they do?
Okay. I'm going to get real preachy.
We're going to
get real preachy right now. So
shaking the tables.
In the Bible, it says that, that the walk of a Christian life is not an easy one. There's going to be a lot of people who, when they see you profess your faith, they're going to remove you. They're not going to want to be surrounded by you. And I think that that's something that we can't be scared of as believers, especially young believers, is that we can't be scared to lose friends for the sake of Christ. So for me, that's as real as I can put it. I mean, I personally low key kind of forgot the question. You want to like revamp that?
Well, I can repeat it for you.
Yeah,
that's no problem. So I was saying, because you're professing your faith publicly, do you feel like you have lost some friends, or people just in general avoid you because you're so close to God, or they might assume things about you?
Yeah.
But you pretty much answered it, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, low key, I would say I wouldn't say I've lost like friends per se. But I've definitely been in situations where, like, if I've been in relationships where, you know, I've definitely like applied my spiritual morals and my different things that I believe, and it has ruined some relationships for me. And that's not really something for me that I'm upset about, because was for you isn't going to miss you. But for me, I just know that at the end of the day, God is not going to show you one thing and not give you something better. So ultimately, at the end of the day, for me, I have to hold on to the fact that I know who God is to me. And if I'm walking in my faith and I lose relationships, friends, whatever the case may be, that's what I got to do. And that's what I got to hold true to. So yeah, I would definitely say I probably have lost some friends, and I think I probably must have, because I guarantee I can't remember all the friends I've had in my life. So I probably have some friends, but sure, to the friends that I talk to every day on a daily basis, like love. But yeah, I probably have. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like having friends that love you because of like your belief is more important than friends that like love you despite, oh, he's a Christian, you know, like we have to learn a difference there. That's something I've been trying to learn. You need to be surrounded by people that love you because of who you are, because of all your flaws, not in spite of it or despite of it. So definitely been there. I will say when I was younger, I feel like growing in the church, I was definitely more judgmental. I think because just being in church for so long and growing into that is like their rules and regulations just get ingrained in you. So when you see it out in public, it's like, oh, they're doing that, this and that. They're smoking, they're drinking, they're doing this. But, you know, everybody has their journey. Nobody is perfect. And that's something I've been trying to impart in my life. But yeah, like with friends and stuff, I still feel like it's important for me to help them realize who God is, because that's what we're all called to do as believers, like try to connect them to the source, which is God. So I don't judge people, but like at the same time, I just want them to understand who God is, the real and true God, like, and have a relationship with him. No matter what you're doing in your life, he's still going to love you, you know? But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think to go off of that, I think it's super important. I mean, that's why, you know, it's super important for us to set an example of what that looks like.
Exactly.
And not try to like, I think sometimes Christians sometimes want to like force their ideas. They're like, oh, this is it. This is this. And it's just like, we've been so like, as you were talking about judgment, I think we've been so tuned to like have like a man-made version of what faith is supposed to look like. We've totally like lost track of what God made faith to actually look like. Cause I mean, if you remember like in the Bibles, God hung out with people who weren't.
Exactly.
He hung out with people from the slums. You know what I'm saying? Like he hung out with people who weren't the greatest people, prostitutes. All
that prostitutes, like, he hung out with people like
that. Exactly. So I don't think it's our place to judge someone else. And that's, I think as well, like for me, I definitely had that mindset leaving the church. It's like, oh, well, you don't know this about God. Like,
right.
But another disclaimer, I'm not just going out of my way and just being like, oh, I can only be friends with you if, you know, you're a Christian. No, like,
right.
I love everybody, but I'm not afraid to lose friends for what I believe. But I love everybody. I'm not going out of my way to be like, oh, I can't love you because you're not.
Yeah.
I'll still love you, and I'll still show you if you give me the opportunity. I'll like talk to you about who God is, and I'll do it. I'll talk to you in a way that I would talk to anybody. But I'm not just going to avoid you because you don't profess Jesus. That's that's incorrect, and that's not the way we should live.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I was like thinking in my head, like the only way that I avoid people, because I've been friends with atheists and all that. Is like, if you start to disrespect God in my presence, then yeah, we're not going to work out. We're not going to be friends. None of that. Like, that's my only rule for people. Do not disrespect God and what I believe in. You can have your set of beliefs. I even tried to explain it to you and it didn't register in your brain for whatever reason. Cool. That's your life. And that's the path you want to live. That's cool. But yeah, do not disrespect God. Like, that's definitely something I'm serious about in friendships, for sure.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah, I just had to put that out there. Like,
yeah, go ahead. Hey, this is your podcast. This is your show. Let the people know. Go ahead.
Let the people know. Okay, we're really chugging along here. I think I got like one question. What time is it?
It's 6:45.
Oh, my goodness.